important events, the announcement of regional governors hosted in this very banquet hall. You may recall on Friday, March 21st, exactly 7 days ago, in this very banquet hall, Her Excellency Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah was inaugurated as the fifth president of the Republic of Namibia and Commander-in-Chief of the Namibian Defense Force. A day after, that is on Saturday, 22nd March 2025, in the same hall, Her Excellency, Comrade President, appointed and presented to the Namibian nation members of her first cabinet. This indeed was Comrade President's first national engagement. Today we are all gathered here, and this event is live streamed, meaning that Namibians who are not part of this gathering are able to, or are part of this event, either through television, cell phones, radio, or any other electronic gadget, to witness yet another milestone when His Excellency, President of the Republic, make this very important announcement. Your Excellency, Comrade Vice President, Right Honourable Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister, distinguished guests, please join me as I now have a similar honor and privilege to invite Her Excellency Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, President of the Republic of Namibia and Commander-in-Chief of the Namibian Defense Force, to come to the podium to deliver a very important statement to the nation. Your Excellency, you have the floor, Comrade President.
Oh, please be seated. Thank you, Director of Ceremony, Comrade Nango Ipundu, who is the National Chief of Protocol. Your Excellency, Comrade Lucia Vetbo, Vice President of the Republic of Namibia, Right Honorable Dr. Elijah Ngurare, Prime Minister of the Republic of Namibia, Honorable Natangu Ifete, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Industry, Mines and Energy, Honorable Comrade Sophia Nango Shaningwa, Secretary General of the SWAPO Party, Honorable Ministers, Members of the Media, Ladies and Gentlemen, today marks the sixth day of the 8th administration, and I welcome you all to this important occasion when I announce the appointment of 7 regional governors. Article 111A, subsection 1, of the Namibian Constitution, read together with the provision of the special advisors and regional governors' appointment as amended or amended Act 2010, Act Number 15 of 2010, empowers the president to appoint regional governors who, and I quote, shall serve at the behest of the president, and they are the political head in the regions. In terms of section 2 of the same article, the role of regional governors cannot be overemphasized as we embark in earnest with the work of the 8th administration. Regional governors, as appointed by the president, are obliged to promote, develop, enhance service delivery, and represent the interest of the state at the regional level, as provided for in Article 132 of the Namibian Constitution. They represent the interest of the central government, ensuring that policies and programs are effectively implemented in our unitary state. It means that the individual I am appointing today must work hard to carry out the mandate which the Namibian people bestowed upon us through SWAPO Party Election Manifesto. In the manifesto, we committed to deal with high unemployment rate, especially among the youth, which is a barrier to social progress, national cohesion, and prosperity. We have also vowed to address the housing backlog, disparity in access to basic services, in particular in the informal settlement and between urban and rural areas. I must point out that climate change has negative impact on the livelihood of our people, causing strategies such as drought, water scarcity, excess rain, and land erosion, leading to poor agricultural output and food insecurity. Furthermore, poor governance issues are eroding public trust in the work of the government. To address these issues and many other challenges confronting our nation, we must implement on the basis of the implementation plan which is adopted by the government of Namibia through the cabinet. I have to make it very clear that this implementation has to be carried out together with other planned national development programs which are already in course. As appointees of the president, regional governors perform critical functions by assisting the president in overseeing the administration of our 14 regions. As part of one government, and on the basis of the principle of one heart, one mind, regional governors must contribute proactively to bring about the much needed change in the living standard of our peoples. Governors must inform the president timely in all matters of great concern as they happen in their respective regions. So therefore, as representative of the president, you have an open line and direct contact with the president should there be an urgent matter that need to be addressed at the regional level. Having said that, I now have the honor to appoint the following persons to the position of regional governor in their respective regions. One, Honorable Werner Senimbo is governor of Kabango West Region. Honorable Julius Habunera Hamduka is governor of the Kabango East Region. Honorable Saki Kafindi is governor of Oshkoto Region. Honorable Vepakuye Maharukwa is the governor of Kunene Region. Honorable John Julius Kamsep is the governor of Chodonjuba Region. Honorable Sam Safishuna Muyoma Jr. is the governor of Comas Region. And Honorable Rian Charles McNabb is the governor of Hardap Region. Comrades, let me congratulate all of you on your appointment as governors in your respective regions. In appointing you, I have trust and confidence in you to serve the nation to the best of your ability with no favor, no nepotism. I consider you as people of integrity, and I expect nothing less from you in executing your duties. Unethical behavior, which is equal to corruption, will undermine development and should be avoided at all times. In performing your duties among the people you serve and those you work with, you must safeguard against unethical behavior with all the people you are working with as political head in the regions. Remember what I have said during our victory rally. I said, and I emphasize on this, there shall be no business as usual. A lack of implementation of government policies and programs will not be accepted. I also do not want to hear the public complaining about issues for which you must provide solutions and they are not attended to. You must therefore stand ready to address those issues within the scope of your responsibility without delay. In the execution of your work, it's important to collaborate and to involve the communities and other stakeholders in your areas of responsibility in order to ensure ownership of all that is being done in the interest of the Namibian people. You must plan collectively by collaborating with the regional councils and the local authorities, by also including traditional leaders, churches, business, and community leaders, as well as other stakeholders who can make a positive and meaningful contribution to the regional development. Our focus is to take our people out of poverty. And that must be a common denominator for each and every Namibian who's in the employment of the government, and all Namibians of goodwill, be it in the private sector or non-governmental organization or civil societies. Honorable governors, I am choosing you out of many other equally capable Namibians. And that is because I believe that you have the capability and the ability to effectively deliver service to our people. It must therefore be underscored that effective service delivery must be your password in executing your daily work. The people of Namibia have voted for SWAPO and myself based on the pronouncements that I've been making. And service delivery has been always emphasized by myself, and I will continue to emphasize on it, and I want to see it put in action. It must also be pointed out that your work will be closely monitored in order to ensure effective service delivery. You must be available to address problems in your respective regions in consultation with offices, ministries, and agencies as the situation demands. As I conclude, I urge all of you to take your responsibility seriously and to serve in the best interest of all Namibians. Let us all stand together in our commitment to better service delivery and to collaborate for a brighter future for our nation. Let me once again to congratulate you on your national and important responsibility, and I look forward to work with you. Once again, thank you for accepting, and to those present, thank you for having decided to be witness to what we are doing today and together to make them accountable. Thank you very much.
Certainly another round of applause. Thank you, Your Excellency. Thank you, Mr. Guest. You may be seated. Our President addressing this gathering, he has provided a lot of important, extremely very important message to the nation. One, not busy as usual. But she also said, we as Namibians have a national responsibility to work very, very, very hard to make sure that we take our people out of poverty. And I quote. So that's extremely very, very important message that the governor should take along, that no Namibians tomorrow should be found under poverty. We are moving on with the program. I will now announce. So I'll now have the honor to invite the Honorable Governor as appointed to come to the floor to receive their letters of appointment from the appointing authority. That's from our President, Dr. Netumbonani Baitwa.
I think it's funny.
At the same time, on our program, we have a photo session, one-on-one, and later a group. So as you receive your letter with the governors, we also take
Are you an SME trying to get your product or service out there to increase your market share? Do you have a product or a service that you would like the Namibian population and beyond to know? Or are you a corporate entity seeking to increase brand awareness, promote your campaign, or increase your market share? Then we have a platform for you. Namibia's first and only 24-hour talk radio station, Eagle FM. We are a business, economic, and policy-oriented talk radio station, which soars across the entire nation, continent, and the world via our large and diverse ad inventory that includes mobile apps, a digital newspaper, a website, and much more. For more information, contact Dwight at eaglefm.com.na. That's DWIGHT at eaglefm.com.na. Or you can call HD at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. Alternatively, call our office at 083-288-400. That's 083-288-400.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.